This podcast brought to you by Hope 1032.
T acute lymphoblastic lymphoma.
Wow, that's a bit of a mouthful. That's a type of leukemia.
It is. It was a tumour, a very large one, behind his heart and his lungs, and they were both enlarged. And the thing was, this is where God was too. This man had been working the whole time. He's got these five kids on his own and everything. We were away at the time. And he'd played Oztag two nights before he went to the doctors. And he'd had this cold that he couldn't get rid of it, and his breathing was a bit laboured. He hurt his shoulder that night at Oztag. That's what made him go to the doctors. And then when he walked in and the doctor saw his shoulder was hurting, he said, but that's not my main problem. And then he went into it. Now doctor is a brilliant doctor, and he believed that that's what it was. He got him in hospital straight away.
The diagnosis, it wasn't terminal, but it's aggressive.
Well, it is.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, it is. It can be, yeah, if it's not treated. But even then, with all the treatment, he had very strong chemo all throughout the week, sometimes two a day. It caused him to end up with other infections and so forth, and that's why he ended up in ICU, and they never believed he'd ever walk out of there.
At the same time, you found out a lot of people were praying for your son.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, my first reaction is always to go to God. There's no one else better. And the church, of course, and friends and people that I didn't even know. Even people overseas, the prayer warriors were. And now we have a very large family, and our pastor was asked about what was happening and said, it's okay, what networking is in place. And at that stage, my son was a single dad of five children, so there was lots of issues to deal with. But
that's huge.
Yeah, but I knew that God was in control. Not to say that there's not worrying times or anything like that, but God is in control.
Margaret, how do you think that your prayer network, prayer warriors, helped at that time?
Well, of course, they just bring the focus to God on the need of my son, but it's so much for us just to know that you are on your own, that others are praying for you. They're just seeking healing. They're seeking for strength for all the family. One of my daughters, her friend was praying for my son and for us, and she got this word which she passed through. I've never met her, but honestly, this word just was the one thing that I kept bringing before the Lord and claiming it. And she said, no weapon formed against him will prosper, and he will have an abundant life. And at this stage, he had bleeds right through to the front of his eyes. He couldn't see.
Ah.
His heart wasn't too good. His liver wasn't good. His breathing wasn't great. From the time he went into ICU, he was in there for over 2 months.
And then what happened?
We got to a stage where all the family were at their wits' end. Nobody could go in and see him on their own. Because it was it was horrible. They even had his hands tied down. He wasn't drinking because they had him intubated and everything, because he could pull out the cords and everything. And I was in colds just near me, and I put my hands up to the Lord at this moment, and I said, Lord, we can't take any more. If you're going to take him, we just want you to take him now. But as a mother, I said, I don't want you to. And it was just after that, his oncologist took him off one of the medications, and that's when he started to improve.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, it's a miracle on its own.
Margaret, there's so many things I could ask you about that and about what came from all of that. But one of the big questions I've got for you is, is there something that you think that other people can take away from this incredible experience that your family's gone through?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I just believe that God speaks and comforts all of us in many, many ways through, for instance, music, visions, ours and other people's, as I've shared, through his word especially, and through inspired books. And the music on Hope was fantastic, because when I'd get in the car to go to my son's, it would be the right words. God speaks through so many ways, and especially, of course, through prayer. And, you know, these are the times through trials that we are the closest to him, and the times we experience his mighty power and his miracles. And we also need to know that we can be real with our Father, even sharing anger and frustration with him at times, which I did at different times, because, you know, nothing can change our relationship with him. His love is so unconditional, and it is the yesterday, it's the day, and it's forever. And I can't wait to be with him in heaven.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.